people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Well, Ben Stewart is an international musician, fascinating public speaker, and the creator of such films as Esoteric Agenda, Kymatica, and Ungrip. Of course, Kymatica, which has been described as one of the most important films ever made and the winner of Best Scientific Documentary at the 2009 New York Film and Video Festival. Ben Stewart will be joining us in just moments, but first let's get to something we call the Intel Hub News Brief.
Welcome to the Intel Hub News Brief, uncovering the cold hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Bob Tuskin from the Bob Tuskin Show.
Plans envisage Scottish independence from March 2016. The Scottish government has drawn up a detailed paper outlining the possible transition to independence from the European Union. This is just one of many regional governments within the European Union that will choose to break away as this economic collapse deepens. Wind farms break energy record in Spain. Over the last 3 months, wind farms produced more electricity than any other power source in Spain for the first time ever. The country delivered over 6 terawatt hours of electricity from wind farms during the month of January. More TV means less sperm, study says. A new study has found that young men who watch 20 hours or more of television per week have a sperm count nearly half of those who watch very little or none at all. The study, published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, surveyed the habits of 189 young men aged between 18 and 22. That's not the only thing TV does, believe you and me. Marines plan invasion of South Carolina for a realistic urban warfare training. At least 150 Marines and sailors will take part in a realistic urban warfare training simulation in South Carolina in what the local media has called a, quote, invasion. The 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit plans to do their training within city limits, and like almost every other urban warfare drill that has taken place in America in the last 5 years, very little details are being revealed. The 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit will train within Ridgeland town limits Thursday through Saturday. Times and exact locations for the training are not being announced, according to Second Lieutenant Gerald R. Farrow. Someone just leaked Obama's rules for assassinating American citizens. Listen to this. A 16-page memo, which was obtained by NBC News, provides new details about the legal reasoning behind one of the Obama administration's most secretive and controversial policies. It's dramatically increased use of drone strikes against al-Qaeda suspects, including those aimed at American citizens, such as the September 2011 strike in Yemen that killed alleged al-Qaeda operatives Anwar al-Awlaki and Samir Khan. Both were U.S. citizens who had never been indicted by the U.S. government nor charged with any crimes. All right, in just a moment, we will have tonight's featured guest, Ben Stewart, of films like Ungrip, Kymatica, and The Esoteric Agenda. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuskin Show. I appreciate you tuning in. Tomorrow night, we have another fascinating guest as well, so stay tuned. We'll post updates about who's coming on the IntelHub.com, of course, each day, Monday through Friday.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood,
I'm just
the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men,
I'm
women,
just gonna
children,
send him
even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. I'll say.
It's the future.
I'd like to welcome to the Bob Tuskin Show, Ben Stewart. He has a number of different films and projects that he's been associated with. His most recent film is Ungrip, and I got to tell you, I've been watching it for the last couple hours here, of course, with a crying baby in the background. You don't get to watch one film at any given time in its entirety. You want to talk about ADD, Ben? Have a seven-month-old who's teething in the background. That's the ultimate ADD, but I dig it. I dig the concept of getting off of the beast system. They've been called freemen. They've been called sovereigns. And of course, they've been alienated by the powers that shouldn't be. I want to talk about that, amongst other things. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners who have been living under a rock and don't know Chymatica and the esoteric agenda and all your other stuff?
Right on. Well, I've been a musician for the past, 15 years or so, but, how I got into doing these films was actually through the band. There were people asking me what the lyric meant, since I'm the singer-songwriter, the lyricist, I should say. people were asking me what the overarching message of the band was, and I decided instead of just writing them an email back, I decided I was actually going to put it into a film, a little bit of the research that had led me to where I was coming from with the lyrics. So I began working on this about 15-minute film that was supposed to expound upon the message of the band, and it just kept going and going and going, and it turned into a 2-hour film that had nothing to do with the band whatsoever, and it turned into what is now Esoteric Agenda. So I never really intended to release that. Actually, I didn't even finish it before I put it up online. The ending of the film wasn't even up online yet, and I was receiving emails from people saying, like, are you going to finish this film? We really want to see the rest of it. So I decided to put the ending of it, but I wanted to, once I started realizing, wow, this is actually going to be a film that people are going to see, I decided I wanted to end the film differently than other films that were out there, because it was kind of turning, obviously, into a conspiracy film that had a little bit to do with consciousness and cycles of time and, you know, ancient cultures and shamanism and things along those lines. But I really wanted to delve deeper into how the psyche and how consciousness actually shapes and develops what we call conspiracy, what we call reality, the world today as we see it. And as soon as I finished the film, it, you know, within a few months, there were millions of views, and it really just threw me for a loop because I had no idea what going viral meant. I figured if you send the film to 5 people, you should have 5 views on the film. And it just kind of spiraled out of control from that point. So I started receiving emails from people saying, you know, like, you know, help me out of this problem. I'm dealing with these psychological problems, these emotional problems. And finally, there was one that really, really hit me deep. It was a very, very personal email from somebody I'd never met. And he was laying all these problems on me. And that was when I realized, you know what? I need to make another film that is all about self-responsibility, because that's how I emailed him back. I was like, listen, I cannot solve your problems. Nobody can. It's up to you. You have to go within and realize what it is that you're dealing with. Nobody else is going to lead you to your salvation. So basically, that was what I realized the next film has to be, and that's when Chymatica came about. So once I had finished that film, then I was in full swing of, you know, touring internationally, giving talk, you know, screenings of the film. And then all of a sudden I met this guy, Rob, in the Paget family, who was up in Canada. He was at my, he was doing a talk up in Toronto at the very same place that I was doing a talk. So that was how I met him and realized this is the guy in Ungripped, for the listeners out there, that I did the film on. This guy was basically walking the walk. Everything that I was speaking about in films, he had lived up to that point. And when I met him, I knew that I just had to get his story out to the masses. Basically, he moved off grid. He and his family moved off grid, and he completely just, you know, in the middle of his life, just completely quit his job, sold his house, sold everything, moved off onto this piece of property, built his own house, and then just started moving into his understanding of the law and how it doesn't apply to him and what freedom is to him. So basically that was what the third film was about. And once I released that, then it's just been pretty much insane. I've been doing nonstop touring since then with the band and with giving talks. So just a few months ago, I got back from Europe and then immediately went down to Mexico for December 21st, down to Chichen Itza, and got back from that and have pretty much just been working hard on revising the very first film, Esoteric Agenda, because now in the next few months, Esoteric Agenda and Chymatica, the first two films, they're going to be going on DirecTV, Netflix, Hulu, Verizon On Demand, probably about 20 to 30 different digital distribution outlets. So I've really been working hard on revising and editing those films before going out there. And just about done with that. And, you know, that leads us up to this interview.
Well, that's awesome that some of this is breaking through the mainstream paradigm. We can't be self-defeatist with this. You know, by all means, if we can get it out there and we have these outlets that will pick it up, let's make use of them. Why not? You know, well, I don't see that as selling out, as some might suggest.
Well, no, I mean, the very first thing I asked this company, the company is Gaiam. They make like yoga mats and things like that. That's the only way that I actually even knew about them beforehand. But they asked if I would like to get these two films up on these digital distribution outlets, and I said, "Well, am I allowed to keep the films free online on YouTube?" And they said, "Yeah, absolutely. YouTube, Vimeo, whatever, you can keep them all free on there. We just work with streaming through these digital distribution outlets." And I said, okay, you know, and can I still have the hard copies? If people want to buy hard copies, can I still sell those through my site? And they said, yeah, you know, so I realized nothing is going to change on my end, you know, other than the message getting out to many more people. Basically I made the promise to myself that when I was making these films, it wasn't going to be a business. It was all about having these films for free for anybody to watch, because it's all about the message. And as long as that still stays with its integrity, I'm fine with whatever. I don't care what anybody says about where it goes. The message getting out there and spreading the word is what I care about. So I don't care if it, you know, goes up on Barack Obama's Facebook page. I really don't care. If it's getting out to people, that's what I care about, because the message should speak for itself. It shouldn't matter where it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fallacy we see so often, is to shoot the messenger as opposed to looking at the actual information. That's why we need to learn how to learn and learn about critical thinking. That's something that I'm big on. It's extremely important. We can make these logical fallacies. So, Ben, I want to get into Ungrip. I want to get into this gentleman that you interviewed in the movie, his house, how it's self-sustainable. And it reminds me a bit of an experience in my own life. Let's see now, 4 years ago, completely got off the grid, moved to Mexico, a place that you're just getting back from. And, had my own water supply, had my own food supply. I planted like 30 different fruit trees, lived right on the ocean, was basically in paradise. And, I'll tell a little bit more about my story in a bit. But let me ask you this. How important is it to practice what you preach? I mean, a lot of people out there find it very hard to do so. They have their 9-to-5, they're working, and you know, they have their families. It's difficult to do so. And I know that for us, as researchers, as activists, it's even harder to do so because we have such a high standard. How has that been a factor in your life?
Well, definitely, you know, to answer the question of how important it is to practice what you preach, it's of the utmost importance. It's the ultimate importance. And it's not because there's some external force that's going to punish you or, pay you some pretty hefty karma if you don't do it. If you don't practice what you preach, if you don't walk the walk of what you're talking about. The bottom line is, the way that the consciousness works is when you speak about something and you say it as if it's matter of fact, if you say this is how we should be living, if you're not living that way, then that gets recorded in your subconscious. And you, deep down inside, whether you are aware of it in your waking consciousness or not, deep down inside, you've recorded into your patterns and your programs that you're saying things that you don't believe. So you're speaking lies. You're basically lying to yourself. And that is the portal through which all illness comes in. And I'm talking not just about physical illness, even though that's a part of it, but psychological, spiritual, emotional, all of these things lead to what we see in the world today as being these problems.
Right. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Ben Stewart. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So my buddy Popeye from FederalJack.com was messaging me, Ben, during the break, and he was telling me, you gotta ask him about the guy's house from Ungrip. What's the guy's house? I know he's a self-sustainable kind of guy, he's living on the land, but tell me more.
Well, basically, he has an Earthship, and that's...
Oh, yeah, cool.
Okay, yeah, so you're aware. The design comes from a guy named Michael Reynolds, who lives down in Taos, New Mexico, where there's actually a whole community of these Earthships, and they're all around the world, really. The design is really simple. It's just it's getting into understanding how to be more self-sufficient on the environment. So, like, basically, his house specifically, I'll just explain his house. The entire back and the sides of the house are built up into a hill. So basically that maintains a certain amount of like temperature regulation within the house, because that's where all the thermal energy and the thermal heat, actually I should say, is stored. So then the framework of the house is using old tires, basically tires that they would just burn or throw away. using old tires, and they're filled and packed with dirt. So he spent, with his family, spent a bunch of time taking sledgehammers and just filling and pounding dirt into these tires.
This is something that's really cheap to do, but it just requires a lot of time and labor.
Well, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So basically, the direction of the front face of the home, the Earthship, is facing where the sun spends most of its time in the sky. So the whole front face of the house is windows, and there's also like a little greenhouse like out from the front of the house. So there's like a little internment area from the outside, you know, then you go through this little greenhouse and then the front face of the house. And the sun is always facing directly into those windows, so it's always heating the inside, because this guy lives up in Canada where it gets extremely cold during the winter. So basically, when it's the winter time, the sun is really low in the sky, so it's always beating through the windows and heating up the house. But in summertime, when it's hot, the sun is even higher, so it's not beating into the windows, it's beating down directly onto the roof, which is covered in solar panels. So under the solar panels are a bunch of batteries, large batteries that store a large amount of the power that they need. So they are completely self-sufficient in almost every sense. Basically, all of their energy is solar, and they also put up a wind turbine to help out with the rest. And they have a surplus of energy all the time. And they have a surplus of heat because they also have a wood stove, and there's so much heat that they generate just from that wood stove and the way that the home is built, that during the winter, they're opening up the skylights to vent some of the heat out because they have a surplus of heat, rather than trying to trap the heat in the way most houses are. You know, they're living on scarcity while he's living on abundance. So I'm not going to get into everything about the house because I could go into so much, but it's such a beautifully scientific way to build a house that you don't need to depend on the energy of, you know, the energy corporations and the companies. He doesn't need to depend on public water because he traps all of the rainwater that falls on top of the roof, and it drains into two giant cisterns on the side of the house, and it drip feeds and filters itself with gravity, so it's not using energy. Water that's used in the shower then gets used other places. So basically, water is recycled and used many different ways, and it's also filtered through a gray water feeder, which is feeding plants that grow all year round. So it's using all of these systems to create a self-contained ecosystem that feeds itself, meaning it doesn't need outside assistance to feed it. So he's growing food, he's generating heat, he has electricity, he has refrigerators, TVs, internet, all of these things, and it's almost 100% all self-generated by the home itself. The only thing that he still needs is, obviously, he doesn't have his own cell tower, and he doesn't have his own internet service, so you know, cell phone and internet, those are the two things that he still depends on the outside world for. But you can survive without those two things. And that's the purpose for him building the home in this manner is, you know, if it hits the fan anytime soon, he is going to be completely self-sufficient, he and his family. So, I mean, the home, it's called an Earthship, as I said before. And you can look that up online, but it's a beautiful design. And the way that he tends to his land, he's really a steward of the land. And this dude, like I said before, he's walking the walk in the truest sense of the word.
Well, it's not Agenda 21, folks. It's the opposite. It's actually taking control into your own hands and not depending on the nanny state to save you. When we come back, we'll ask Ben Stewart about what he has coming up in the future, and look forward to hearing him at the Free Your Mind Conference.
The Bob Justin Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
If you have a question for our guest tonight, feel free to dial us toll-free, 800-313-9443. And again, if you were listening in the last segment, you heard me end it by mentioning that we will both be featured speakers at the Free Your Mind Conference, freeyourmindconference.com, the website for that. It will be a three-day event in Philadelphia, and I was honored to speak at the first Free Your Mind Conference, and I look forward to getting to meet people like Ben face-to-face. I was just telling him off air, it really is a cool thing to get to meet with people. You know, it's one thing to do a show and meet with people via this virtual arena, but it really is another thing to get together with people. And that's what kind of the theme of my show has been, is to just not just research this stuff, but get active. Get active in your community. Build an earthship. I mean, I'm totally down with the earthship. I had a similar thing going on in Mexico when I got off the grid. The only problem for me was I had no internet, and I had no connection with the rest of the world, and I felt selfish. You know, I said to myself, while everybody's wasting away in chaos and, you know, headed towards destruction, theoretically, why is it that I'm being selfish and living this lifestyle? How am I any different than the powers that shouldn't be, than the demonized elite that we like to point the finger at? So that's kind of why I came back eventually, and I'm glad I did, because now I have a family, and I'm working to get back off the system, back off the beast. One of the questions that somebody wanted me to ask you tonight, Ben, came from the Facebook page, the CIA Facebook page. They asked me to ask Ben what happened with the Mayan calendar and Codex Illuminatarius, I can never say this, Illuminatarius in 2011. And I have a feeling that's kind of a snarky question. Were there some predictions that you made about the Mayan calendar or the Codex Illuminatarius?
Well, an esoteric agenda, yeah. Basically, what I was speaking about as far as December 21st was how it aligns astrologically, and how basically where we were from the point, I think it was 2008 that I released the film, where we were heading into 2012 was going to be basically more of an energetic thing. It was going to be, you know, something where humanity came through a self-realization process, which, you know, I don't think didn't happen. You know, obviously anybody could take those, the words that I used and create an idea of what they think might happen according to those words. But the bottom line is, a lot has happened since then, through the, you know, since 2008 up till 2012, specifically in my life. I mean, a lot has happened, and I get emails from people every day that say, you know, it's not like things happened in a day, but 2012 was definitely one of the most wild years as far as inner transformations for everybody that I've met. And who knows, maybe that's just the people that I've attracted into my life. Just seemed everybody that I was speaking with, the change that they felt was something that obviously, which, you know, I never mentioned that there would be earthquakes or explosions or anything like that. It was going to be a change in consciousness, to which I absolutely believe has been happening over the past few years, and 2012 leading up to that point. Was definitely one of those moments. As far as Codex Illuminatarius, that was actually not 2012. It was December 31st of 2009 that I had spoken about in Esoteric Agenda, and that was basically as soon as that film was released. What happened was up in Canada, they began a process called C-36, Bill C-36. And what was what the attempt was this was Codex Illuminatarius working through Canada and working through what is it called? I want to say the Trilateral Agreement, but I know it's not that. It's an agreement between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico through the FDA and the equivalent of the FDA in Mexico and Canada, that if a bill were to be passed up in Canada, it would then be filtered down into the U.S. and then filtered down into Mexico. So the attempt was to push Bill C-36 through, and that was stopped dead up in Canada. So they tried a few more times with Bill C-6, I believe it was. I could be getting that wrong. And that's actually another thing that I had met with Rob about, because Rob was actually, before I had even met him, was working on spreading the word and getting that bill stopped up there. So that was one of the initial attempts of getting Codex Illuminatarius into global implementation. And there were some attempts out in Europe as well. And not much really even came of it. So hopefully not just my film, but those out there who are spreading the word had something to do with the fact that all of the bills that tried to get passed through that were basically labeling vitamins and minerals as toxins and saying that you weren't allowed to grow herbs for medicinal use and you weren't allowed to, you know, these were actually legitimate parts of these bills that were trying to be passed up in Canada and out in Europe. And it's still going on to this day. So my, you know, answer to that question is I'm not sure if that person was specifically asking about Codex Alimentarius and December 21st together, because I never made any mention of that. So I hope he wasn't misunderstanding my words. I didn't even speak about those two things within the same hour of the film. So Codex Alimentarius, though, is still, you know, Codex Alimentarius, they don't call it that, obviously. They give it a different name for each and every area that they're pushing these bills through.
Right.
But for anybody that, you know, cares to open their eyes and see it, it's pushing itself through the Obama administration. It's pushing itself through similar means up in Canada, out in Europe. I know that out in Australia, some of the people that I've been speaking with out there is pushing itself through out there. You just have to look at what it's named. The same with what is it? Agenda 21.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. Yep.
Yeah, they don't just call it Agenda 21. They don't just call it sustainable development. If right here in my hometown, they were calling it the what was it? It was the green. the green something or another. It was the Green Alliance, I believe it was, something along those lines. But the thing is for those who take a look at the dates that I gave, those were projected dates, and I'm glad that they did not come to fruition. But that does not mean that we can just wipe the sweat beads off of our foreheads and say, okay, well, it's over. Those were projected dates from years and years and years before I had even done that film. So obviously those dates would be fudged around a little bit the more that information is getting out to the public. But as far as esoteric agenda. As far as Agenda 21 and Codex Alimentarius, make no mistake, it is still pushing itself through, and it is going to be for a while until it is completely revealed for what it is. Because that's exactly what Obamacare and a lot of, you know, not being able to choose your own healthcare provider here in the States, and a lot of the little fine print in a lot of the bills that are being pushed through, or at least presented to be pushed through. If you look at it and if you have the eyes to see what it's actually saying, it's saying that we don't know how to take care of ourselves, so we need mommy and daddy to do it for us. And mommy and daddy are, you know, Codex Alimentarius and Agenda 21. We are a danger to ourselves, so the only thing that we can do is put our freedom in the hands of a parent company that is going to watch our freedom for us and tell us if we're being good or being bad. Right. That's the gist of it. So,
are you disillusioned with government in general? I mean, every 4 years we have this huge hype about presidential election, and of course some people are stuck in the left-right paradigm, and then others, they gravitate towards third party. But maybe guys like you and I think, are kind of going beyond that. Is that how you feel?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that specifically with the internet and the spreading of information, which has really, really done a lot to wake a lot of people up just by planting seeds, I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact that the two-party system is a sham. And even the people who are still embedded into that system, even the people who are still voting, they know it's a crock. They know it's a circus. And they know that change doesn't come even by those who use change as their slogan. You know, Barack Obama, he brought change. He sure did bring change. He brought the worst economic debt that we've seen. He's basically appointed SARS because he couldn't get in people into his cabinet, so he would just appoint people, basically finding loopholes to do exactly what he wants, regardless of what the people want. And this is happening, you know. It's very easy to pass over what's happening, to say, oh, that's just a complete crock. There's absolutely no esoteric agenda. There's absolutely no conspiracy going on in the world right now. There's no elite group doing what a lot of these researchers are saying. And what it is it's very easy to say that. It's very easy to be one of those people, because it's the same, for the same reason that we don't see our own ego. Because we're living through our ego. It's like trying to look at your own eyes or bite your own teeth. So the bottom line is, we're already living in a tyrannical fascist dictator, you know, a dictatorship, basically. If you look at the way we are living, it is not they who is doing it to us. It is we who have implemented our own slavery by our mind. By us not being able to escape the matrix of our mind. And, you know, these are all like loud, very loud statements and very vague terms. If we had time, I could get, you know, much more into detail about it. But that's what these films are about. It's about not really giving all the information, but waking people up to the fact that information is out there. Look at it. And then once you look at it, realize that that information isn't going to save you. You are going to have to save yourself. So it has to do with, like you were saying before, applying what you learn, applying what you read, applying it, and actually looking at it critically. So everything in my films, look at it critically. Don't believe me. Don't believe anybody. Don't even believe your own mind, because your mind will lie to you just as easily as anybody else will.
Sure. You know, so, Ben, we talk a lot about these various issues, and it feels like we're preaching to the choir. You know, I feel like sometimes we're kind of, you know, talking to the same old people that already get it. And the question comes up, how do we expose new people to this information? How do we help the masses, so to speak, to wake up, or whatever you want to call it? And the first thought that comes to mind is that your music is probably one of the better outlets to do so. You mentioned that some of your lyrics and your music are a reflection of some of these profound ideas that we've been discussing throughout tonight's show. Is music a good outlet for an activist, for somebody who wants to see change in the world? And for those out there that don't think it is, look at how influential John Lennon was at one point in time. I mean, the guy was more influential than the Pope, they say, more influential than Jesus, perhaps, at the time. And, well, where is he today?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, the you know, to answer that question, it's not just music. I would say art is the answer, because what art does is it doesn't answer questions. It provokes them. And it's a question mark. It brings something out of the viewer, out of the listener, out of the one who is actually the audience to the art. And that's what education is. Education isn't shoving information into a child's mind. It's drawing out what's naturally inside of a child. That's actually the root of what that word is. Educare is to educe, to draw out of a child the natural abilities of a child. It's nothing that you can shove into their minds or into their consciousness. And that's what art is. You know, I believe art is how to reach new people. Because if you think about it, everyone is interested in their own art in some way, shape, or form. And when you branch out into music, into film, into dance, whatever it may be, when you have these concepts that bleed into art, then that is when people don't threaten by this information. That's the one about the films that I've tried to really elaborate upon, is it's not information, it's what happens to you as you're taking in the information. Because all of the work is being done on inner plane, on the inner realms. It's not being done in the mind, it's being done deep within the consciousness. And you'll find that we react to this information differently according to the different types of art that we are perceiving. But the bottom line is everybody's into some kind of art. And if you can put these messages into art, and without being preachy, with just being who you are and explaining, you know, the process that you go through in your art, then people are going to see that, and they're going to see that you're walking the walk because you're living it through your art rather than just speaking it and preaching it and saying, this is how you should be living. This is what you should be doing. This is how you should think. This is the way you should be voting. None of that is really going to change anybody. If it's going to do anything, it's actually going to throw up people's guards. So avoiding the preachiness is what I say is probably the most important part of it. And art. Art is the only true revolution. Art is an expression of who we are on the inside. It's the only thing that expresses itself. And it's the only thing that's novel. It's the only thing that's brand new.
Right. And at the end of the day, you can take the horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink.
Very true. So,
what can we do about it? All right. Final segment with Ben Stewart coming up on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Well, time has certainly flown by tonight. I want to thank Ben Stewart for joining us. Ben, in the final moments, your future projects that are coming up, your final thoughts and the plugs for your website, for your films, all that.
Yeah, well, you know, as far as future projects, I'm pretty much dead set on touring as much as possible, to be doing, you know, giving talks about art and the importance of also remembering that, you know, the health, you know, how you eat and also how you treat your body is directly correlated to your psychological, your conscious, and your spiritual path.
Yeah. That's a big topic here, by the way. We focus on that quite a bit.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you ever want to do a whole program on the importance of taking care of your gut, you know, I mean, like all the visceral organs.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten into enemas at all?
No, I haven't talked about it much. I mean, there is a little bit of you know, a health benefit to that, but it's something that your body can do naturally itself. And I'm typically all about allowing your body to be healthy because it knows how to be healthy itself. It's just about getting yourself out of your own way, and that has to do with, like, you know, like, stop feeding your body things that are going to destroy it and destroy your health and destroy your consciousness. Your body can produce any medicine that you need to destroy any illness, to overcome any illness, I should say. It's just about, you know, letting it. So, I mean, we could do another program, a whole program just about that. But, you know, that's kind of where everything is taking me right now. So future projects, that's one of them. The Hanged Man Project is something that I've been working on for a while. There's actually a website, hangedmanproject.com, and that's basically just it's based on the Hanged Man card in the tarot deck, which has to do with consistently looking at life through new eyes. It's kind of like living in the moment, but it's understanding how to reserve your judgment and recognize that you're seeing something new every single day, even if you're living in your own routines and your own patterns, and learning how to basically open up that novelty, because that's when the magic in life starts happening, and that's where creativity in art comes from. That's where health comes from. So that's hangedmanproject.com. The main website for the films is talismanicidols.org. So that's TalismanicIdols.org. Talismanicidols.org. And, for the band, it's hierosonic.com. HIEROSONIC.com. Check it out.
All right, Ben. Well, thanks again for coming on. We'll have to do it again. And again, I look forward to seeing you at the Free Your Mind conference in Philly this April. Yes. Ben Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll be back with the Bob Tuscan Show tomorrow. Now, let's see if I can pull out my calendar here. I should know this. Who's coming on? Let's see. Who is it? My calendar's not handy. It's going to be good, whatever it is. I can guarantee it. Lots of shows about health coming up as well. Anyways, love you guys. Have a great night. Hope you enjoyed the show.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial